I just like to say this. I know after Saturday's game, I was really upset. So I want to say this to each of you. It has nothing to do with you. It's just the performance of myself and our football team. So I don't want you to ever think that any question that you ask me is ever taken personal. I'm going to answer the question, but I don't ever want you to think it's just an attack on you at all. But it's so hard for me to stomach at loss. It's still hard. I've been involved in a lot of games, and it's just so hard to stomach because we just didn't prepare our football team. We did a poor job of coaching. Our players did a poor job of playing. You know, everyone has a job to do, and I expect it to be done every Saturday. It's only so many opportunities. And when you've been given an opportunity, there's 12. And you cannot waste an opportunity. I tell the players all the time, you think about all the weightlifting you go through, all the meetings, all the practice. And for us to not to go out and play with energy, for us not to go out and play with emotion, for us to not go out and just play fast, play as a team, play for one another, it's unacceptable. And it can never happen again. Because you had the crowd. We called out the crowd. Our crowd was there. And our fans were just unbelievable. And for us to go out and perform the way we did, you know, I could see why they don't want to come and watch us play, especially at home. You would think that being at home, that you have the home field advantage, that you would just come out and our players would play. And that did not happen. It was just poor, poor performance for us as a coaching staff and as our players. And I tell them all the time, guys, I want a team that's tough. I want a team that's smart, and I want a team that's disciplined. And we did not get that on Saturday. You look at the toughness, we didn't win the line of scrimmage. We always talk about running the football. They outrushed us on Saturday. They out-toughed us on Saturday up front. You talk about a team that's smart. We committed way too many missed assignments. You know, on defense alone, we had 24 missed assignments, and we only played 3 or 4 defense. So that just shows you right there where the focus of this football team was. And then you talk about discipline, 11 penalties, 11 penalties. You know, I'd say it all the time. I don't know how many more times our offensive line can get a procedure penalty. How many times can they throw the ball up and we get a pass interference? How can a defense be all sides? How can that happen? And that happened, then you get a personal foul in your kicking game. All three phases. If you look at offense, defense, and kicking game, we did not play well. That's why I took something as simple as cards, commitment, attitude, respect. And I said to our players, when you're totally committed to something, when you're totally committed, you're going to do everything possible to make sure that it's yours, you're locked into it. And your attitude, each day you're going to get up to make sure that it's better than what it actually is. Because every day you're going to get up to make sure it's better. And the respect that you're going to have for it, because it's yours. It's your signature. It's your word. It's what it's all about then. And the discipline, you're going to do the right things because it's all about you. It's your commitment. It's yours. And then you look at the sacrifice. It's so easy when you build something and you work hard to make it what everybody wants, it's so easy to give back now. And our players, they have to be taught that. That's what you have to hear every day. And that's what they're not being taught. Because for them, if you want to go be the best, go be the best. But they just think everything's been given to them. So it's been given to me, so I don't have to go work hard. And for us to go out, you had 2 weeks to get ready for a football team. Yes, you were patted on your back after the Kentucky win. It's behind you. Put that game behind you and go get ready for the next one. And we didn't do it. We didn't put that game behind us. We still lived off of that game, and guys were still all excited. And I saw it coming, and I didn't do anything about it. In pregame warm-up, I saw it coming. I started blow the whistle, take the team off the field. But I just thought, okay, let's get them out here. Maybe when I call team up, they'll get going, and it never happened. And I saw it coming, and then it's my fault. It's my fault for that performance, and that can never happen again within this program. We took a step backwards. We talk about moving this program forward. We took a step backwards because of our performance. And not to take anything away from Marshall, not to say Marshall did a good job, Doc did a good job getting his team ready to play. He did a good job of bringing his team in there and beating us. But that should have never happened because this team, if we're going to say who we're going to say we are and we want to be who we want to be, then it has to be work every day. And it has to be built within the program. The accountability has to be there. The responsibility has to be there. Everything has to work because we're not good enough. We're not good enough to just go out there and roll the ball out on the field and go play anyone. We're not that football team right now. But it's still about us getting our team prepared. And we have to do it as a coaching staff. And we didn't do it the other day.